It's the Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now. Are you right over there? What are you doing?
I am just concerned. I can't tell if what's on my beauty blender, which is like the makeup sponge that you get wet and use to put your makeup on. I can't tell if it's moldy or if it just has like dark makeup on it. Because sometimes when it's rattling around in my makeup bag, eyeliner and things like that get on it. And so there's been black marks on it before. But it does smell really bad. So I'm trying to figure it out. I have replaced this so many times. And it's expensive. That stupid sponge is like $22. So now I'm starting to think if maybe I should just get a makeup brush and use it.
I think just in general, you're kind of a dirty person as far as like the drool on your pillow that you let accumulate. You've talked about that before.
I am a little bit dirty. For a girl, I'm a little bit gross.
Yeah, so that might be part of the problem.
Maybe that is why my face is disgusting.
For someone that claims to be so, like, you claim to be clean, but yet you're so dirty.
I am.
I just don't understand. Very, what's that word, hypocritical?
What am I telling people to keep clean about?
I don't know, I'm trying to remember, but like your car was disgusting.
Oh, my car is so disgusting. I think you'd mean, I'm not necessarily telling people they have to be clean, but I kind of act a little hoity-toity, and
yeah.
I happen to be very messy.
Is it safe to say here, guys, that Alex on the show, which may not be people's perception looking at everybody, Alex is like the dirtiest person on the show. Would you agree, Alex? Like you're just kind of nasty.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, you're attractive, but God, you're really nasty.
I keep it real nasty.
Her car, the stuff piles up on the floor. You remember the people that like have like the water bottles they drink and then they just chuck them to the right side?
Well, what I do with my water bottles is, you know, they accumulate on my nightstand. So I've got about 300 sitting there. And then after a while, I don't have space for any more water bottles, like half-drank water bottles. So then I just have to start clearing them out and then I make room for more.
You sound like a high school, yeah, I was going to say they're halfway drunk and you sound like a high school boy just leaving stuff everywhere. My brother was probably the nastiest, dirtiest person I ever met. He used to put like, he'd have like spaghetti. And he'd like to slide the plate of like half-eaten spaghetti under his bed. Some of the stuff that we found in his room, trust me, I couldn't either. I think animals started like coming and like living in his
bedroom.
Yeah,
I don't do that with food. Like, I don't leave food laying around, thank God, but it's just messy as in like cluttered and stuff. And it gets so bad to a point that I always have to recruit my parents to come over and help me clean because I can't tackle it on my own.
You know what you just reminded me of, Alex? I'm very hypocritical myself, I guess, because I claim to be pretty clean and pretty OCD. I literally just remembered from when I was like 3 years old. This is so embarrassing. I used to pick my nose and I would put
Stop.
It on the back of the couch behind my parents' sofa.
No.
And one day my mom did like some spring cleaning.
Ew.
Oh,
all right,
gosh.
Well, you just won the grossest person I've ever worked with in my life award. Congratulations. It was Alex's, but she's been dethroned. So you are sick and disgusting. Are you doing that here at work?
No.
Alex, check underneath of his area, please.
And
no,
I hate
thanks.
When people do that on the urinal, like it's a guy's toilet. Like you always see little boogers on the wall.
You do always, yeah. Yeah.
How do you know? You've been in the guy's bathroom using a urinal?
Yes.
Hey, it's 2019. You're allowed to do that, okay? You can't be judging. How dare you judge Alex?